Well, good morning, everybody. What a joy to be here together. Our gospel, Jesus mentions fish. Got to start you with a fish joke. There are two guys, Frank and Bob. They're both very gruff men. And one day they're fishing at their normal spot, which is on this bridge, and having a good day. Well, anyway, then a funeral hearse and a whole procession comes by. And Bob stands up, takes off his hat, puts it over his heart. And Frank says that as soon as it kind of went over, he goes, "Man, I've never seen such emotion from you before. I didn't know you had it in you." And Bob says, "Well, it's the least I could do. I was married to her for 40 years. Anyway, all right, folks. Today I just have a couple of thoughts about our readings. And the first one is that God takes what we've got and multiplies it. It's the multiplication of God's grace that is one of his greatest calling cards, if you will. God multiplies grace. John chapter 1:16 says, "From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace." That God knows how to take the little that we bring him and to do something extraordinary with it. Bread and wine brought to this holy altar turns into the body and blood of Jesus. Simple water out of the faucet turns into the saving waters of baptism in our baptism fountains across the world. God takes the little we got and turns it into something pretty wild. And I was just thinking about this. 112 years ago, in 23 minutes, was when the solemn high mass began, with Archbishop Chatard presiding right here in this church. It was the first mass offered in this church 112 years ago today at 10:30 in the morning. It was a big affair. They had started raising money for this church in 1885, and it took a long while for everybody to pool all the stuff together, and I bet you there were a lot of people who thought, well, what's my measly $2 going to do? What's my measly contribution going to do? But God took all of that and built this magnificent edifice. Think of all, like, isn't it exciting to think about all of the prayers that have reverberated against the walls of this holy church in the last 112 years? Can you imagine all of the prayers, all the baptisms, all the weddings, all the funerals, all of the communions that have taken place at this beautiful church? You remember the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel has this glorious vision of a church on top of this mountain, and flowing out of, gushing out of this church is the waters that give life to medicine on the side of this hill, and that give life to all this food, all of these things that start to, and it turns, in point of fact, according to the scripture, it turns the Dead Sea at the bottom into life-giving fresh water. That's the church. That's this church. That's this building. And what happens in this building gives life to the world. I was thinking about famine because all of our readings mention it. St. Paul mentions it in our second reading. The first reading, Prophet Isaiah talks about, if you're hungry, if you're thirsty, come. And of course, this whole idea of famine is all over our gospel today. And we are blessed because two of our parishioners, Luke Williams and Charlie O'Connor, have started, by the grace of God, after the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, a beautiful new project, and it's called Dinner Before Bed. And they were realizing that 25 children in within the boundaries of Shelbyville go to bed hungry. And so they answered the Holy Spirit, who told them to do something about it. And so I'm sure you and I will be invited to help out as we can in different ways. But isn't it amazing that that's all stemming from this church? Think of all of the life that has poured out of this church by our ministries, by our prayers, by our sacrifices, by our communions, by our confessions, by our baptism, all that comes in this church gives life and feeds the world. There's a lot of famine. Mother Teresa always talked about, she said, you know, it's a type of famine we don't have statistics on, is how many people have empty hearts. She said a lot of people have empty bellies and dry mouths, and it's our job as their brothers and sisters to help to solve that problem. We do it by the way that Charlie and Luke are doing it. We do it by helping Catholic Relief Services, Catholic Charities. Did you know that the Catholic Church is the greatest charitable organization in the world? Of course it is. It's the body of Jesus. Like, Jesus fed people, and ergo, his mystical body, the Catholic Church, continues to feed people, right? But, like, can you imagine? But Mother Teresa said, all of that, like, we have to do that. That's why she spent her whole life taking care of the people that everybody else said, the heck with you. Let me go on my merry way. Mother Teresa didn't. And she gave up her life for the least of these. But she said there is a type of famine that we don't have statistics about. And that's the empty hearts. That too many people have not been loved enough. And our job is to love them with abundance. I suppose it's easier not to. It's probably easier just to be concerned about ourselves and our own business and our own affairs. But that ain't Jesus. And you and I are in the mystical body of Jesus, and therefore it's our job to love generously, unconditionally. And my God, we've got a church here, this building 112 years old, but the parish even older, a legacy of people who have done that beautifully, and we have been entrusted with all that. And it's our job now to continue in the footsteps that our ancestors in the faith have left for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.